New York State is pretty much scrambling to meet its ambitious climate change goals. In particular, it has to source 70% of our electricity from renewable energy by 2030. That's just 6 years from now. And only a decade after that, the bar is up to 100% zero emission power. To meet the increasing demand, private companies are proposing a slew of solar development all over the state. And the state is fast-tracking many of these projects to get them online quicker. That leaves local towns somewhat at the mercy of state agencies and big energy companies. How one North Country town is trying to push back. That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Pearsall Wealth Management at UBS Wealth Management USA, subsidiary UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC, 1 Broad Street, Glens Falls.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, May 6th. First up, the New York State Legislature returned to Albany today. Environmentalists hope lawmakers will act on a series of measures to combat climate change and clean up pollution. Among other measures, they're trying once again to get a law that reduces plastic packaging passed before the end of the session in June. Karen DeWitt reports.
The Plastics Packaging Reduction Act has three components, says Judith Enck, a former regional administrator for the EPA. She now heads Bennington College's Beyond Plastics. Enck says plastics recycling has been an abysmal failure, with only 6% of packaging and single-use products being recycled. The measure would cut in half all of the plastic packaging that is now used.
These goals are incremental, so it requires a 10% reduction in plastic packaging after 3 years, 20% reduction after 5 years, 30% reduction after 8 years, 40% reduction after 10 years, and then we get to 50% reduction after 12 years. It's a glide path, and it is a very reasonable schedule. Big companies know how to innovate when the law requires them to do that.
The bill also bans toxic chemicals in plastic packaging and imposes a fee on producers of the materials. In addition, it makes illegal a form of plastics recycling known as chemical recycling. That process heats the plastic waste to a high temperature and converts it to a form of fossil fuel. Many county leaders around the state back the bill. Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger is a former state senator. She says it would help counties manage increasingly expensive waste disposal.
It will save upstate taxpayers as much as $150 million a year. It will provide local governments with desperately needed revenue to improve local recycling and reuse programs, and critically, it shifts the cost from our communities to the corporations that are responsible for generating it, which is the just and fair approach to addressing the plastics and waste crisis.
The bill has 80 co-sponsors in the state assembly and 34 in the state senate. The environmental committee chairs in both houses back the bill, and it's been approved in their committees. But it remains stuck in higher ranking committees that it must pass through in order to make it to the floor. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
The North Country is a prime area for new renewable energy construction. We have cheap land, and a lot of it has already been cleared for agriculture. In Canton, a company called EDF Renewables wants to build a large-scale commercial solar project just southwest of the village. The Rich Road project would take up around 1,700 acres and spread out along both sides of Route 11. Locals have concerns about reduced farmland, about taxes, and more. Tomorrow night, they'll have a chance to make their voices heard at a public comment session. Catherine Wheeler reports.
EDF Renewables' Rich Road Solar Project would be the single largest solar development in St. Lawrence County so far. It would produce up to 240 megawatts of energy, enough to power more than 61,000 homes. The project's backdrop is acres of privately owned land in the town of Canton, and the town board doesn't get to decide what happens.
The Rich Road Project is a different structure, whereas this is a state project. The state doesn't necessarily have to follow our local law.
That's Canton Town Supervisor Mary Ann Ashley. The state's Office of Renewable Energy Siting, or OREZ, regulates large-scale green energy projects in New York like this one. The agency can supersede local zoning laws, and the state argues that it keeps projects from getting delayed and is more efficient. So local people, like Ashley, want to get as much out of this multinational company as they can. And a big sticking point right now is the money. EDF has to pay local governments instead of paying property taxes. That amount hasn't been settled on yet, but it's estimated that close to two-thirds of it will go to the Canton School District. The county will get a quarter, and the town will get about 8%. Ashley's not satisfied with that.
New York State will be achieving some of their clean energy goals. EDF is going to be making so much money. The lease owners can't blame them for signing on. The school, as a result of our solar pilot agreements, is going to be making out. The county is going to be making out. The town is going to be making the least.
Beyond the money, local people have a whole host of other things they're worried about. There are environmental and safety concerns. The Rich Road project includes a proposed 20-megawatt battery storage site. Last year, three battery storage sites in New York caught on fire, including in neighboring Jefferson County. Potential emergencies could put a strain on already limited EMS resources in the area. And then there's the debate about the land itself.
The permanently impacted active agricultural land is about 1,165 acres, and of that, 603 acres is considered prime agricultural land.
That's Jason Fotenhauer. He's the director of the St. Lawrence County Planning Office.
And the county is concerned about the consumption of that prime agricultural land because the ag industry that is so vibrant in St. Lawrence County, and if there is no more agricultural land to till, then we will see the loss of that ag industry.
Fotenhauer says the county recognizes the need for more renewable energy. But he says this is about being strategic about which land is developed, especially if more companies want to build solar here.
It's the biggest new land use in St. Lawrence County, and it needs to be planned for and addressed, and unintended consequences have to be mitigated somehow.
Officials from EDF say they chose the spot along Route 11 to avoid some other good farmland to the north and marshlands to the south. The site is also very close to where they can link up to the electrical grid so the energy can travel downstate. The concerns about the location also go beyond the land's purpose. Locals are worried about what it's going to look like. EDF says they have plans to use berms, trees, and shrubs to mostly keep it from view, says project developer Jonathan Geldard.
We were able to really reduce or almost completely eliminate the view shed from the road to any of our solar arrays to the north of Route 11.
With all of those factors in mind, a lot of people in Canton have sparred about whether it should be here at all. Some say the massive project will ruin the open, rural landscape for locals and tourists. Some are scared about the potential battery storage accidents. And some say this project is a good thing, that it's a needed step in the fight against climate change. For others, it's about finding a balance. Kathy Schrady lives in the town of Canton and is a member of the Sustainability Committee.
It's complicated, right? Because we don't want to be, you know, NIMBYs, like it's not my backyard, right? It's solar is important. We have to. We absolutely have to. It's a climate crisis. We have to move that way. But I absolutely believe there's a right way to do that and a wrong way to do that.
Schrady says that means making sure EDF and the state are transparent and accountable for the people of Canton.
It still can be done in a way that doesn't bulldoze over a community and doesn't potentially negatively affect a community.
On Tuesday, the state is hosting a public comment hearing. Canton Town Supervisor Marianne Ashley says the town has put a lot of hard work into its position, but Ashley wants community members to show up too.
This is a critical point in the process. The public needs to come out and speak and pay attention to what's going on in our local governance.
After the hearing, the state will decide whether or not to approve the permit or make any changes. If the state recognizes significant concerns raised in the public comment period, it also has the option to ask for more work to be done. The public meeting is at 6 p.m. on Tuesday at the Best Western in Canton. Catherine Wheeler, North Country Public Radio in Canton.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Christopher Watts and B Children, both of Canton. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.